The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Colin Kaepernick back in the news. He tweeted his displeasure with the verdict of the shooting death of the black motorist. NFL quarterback said, hey, you can't ignore your history. Always remember who they are. He was happy to,
This is Fernando Castile, right?
Yes. Okay. Police officers, he compared the police officers to fugitive slave patrolmen. That was nice.
I was listening to a sports show recently that was talking about the Kaepernick thing.
That had to be really intelligent. Let me guess, it was brilliant?
It was brilliant.
So wonderfully thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the idea was, first of all, which I think is true, is that if he's Peyton Manning, he's getting signed, right? And people will overlook this type of nonsense for Peyton Manning.
He's not Peyton Manning.
But he's not.
However.
He's not. Honestly, he probably should have a backup job. Like, if he acted like Peyton Manning and was the absolute upstanding citizen,
he'd be making $6 million a year as a backup.
As a backup. But he's obviously not a starting quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's clear. For a while, he lost his job to Blaine Gabbert.
Gabbert, right. And it seemed like, and by the way, that was before he started protesting anything. So, I mean, it seemed like he was going to be a good quarterback for a while.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. Sorry. You know, does Mark Sanchez get a job somewhere after it looks like he's going to be a good quarterback and it doesn't work out? Yeah. He's still in the league. Mm-hmm. He's making $2 million a year as a backup.
Yeah.
And, people will try it. But with the penalty of a guy who is, doing this nonsense off the field and honestly on the field, right, taking a knee for the national anthem, that is something that people aren't going to put up with for his return.
Correct.
They're not going to put that much investment.
Enough.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah, because he's been passed up over and over and over again, one backup quarterback gig after another.
Yeah.
Nobody wants him. Nobody wants that baggage.
Right.
I think Seattle is kind of showed some interest.
They did, but they signed somebody else. They signed Austin Davis.
Yeah.
Austin Davis over Colin Kaepernick.
I mean, if just pure football, I probably also sign Austin Davis over. Not because I think Austin Davis is some superhero, but because Kaepernick obviously sucks. And he's obviously focused on other things than football. He's not.
Yeah.
He is not throwing his life into football right now. If you have someone who's working their ass off to do this, like Tim Tebow is not a good quarterback either, but at least he was working his ass off.
All the time.
All the time. He still couldn't get a job. The other part I want to say about this is people forget it's not just the kneeling for the national anthem. It's the wearing the socks with cops are pigs on there. F the pigs. That's a totally different step here. And now, again, he furthers that here, saying it's not just about I don't like the treatment of African Americans historically. It's that cops are awful.
Cops are fugitive slave patrols.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on.
So
Come
bad.
On.
And when they keep talking about it, I mean, they've tried to slam at least Collins and his people surround him that he's being blackballed. And the NFL is, handling it pretty well, I thought, because Roger was like, we're a meritocracy.
That's true.
It's a good word from Colin. We're a meritocracy. If a team thought that they would help them, he would be signed.
That's probably true. I mean, they don't want the hassle that comes with him and the backlash from some
Absolutely
more conservative
not.
Fans. But also, the guy's just not good.
Right.
He had one decent year, and then he's been garbage the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to take that chance.
And the comparison with some of the other excellent quarterbacks, Hall of Fame future Hall of Fame quarterbacks to Colin is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. A good example here is Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel has a lot of potential. He actually showed flashes when he played, but he's a disaster personally.
And he's out of the league.
And he's not in the league.
Out of the league.
By the way, white.
Right.
Right. I honestly, just from pure playing, I'd probably at least attempt it with Manziel. I mean, but neither one of them are going to be in the league because they have their own sets of issues.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.